Check 1 2, check 1 2. So where are we on this whole Zimmerman versus Martin case? You know, what's sad is I'm still talking about it. That's really what's sad about it. Well, let me clarify. That I'm still talking about it from a point of view of race, which is where I never wanted to go. OMG, I was on Twitter this weekend, and it's like everybody was beating up on me because they assumed that I was arguing a point that the mainstream media was trying to get us to argue a point, which is that this was a racially motivated issue. And while I did initially think it was, it turns out that it wasn't. But at the heart of my concern was not that Mr. Zimmerman attacked a black man. It was that Mr. Zimmerman used the Stand Your Ground law to justify his entire actions and ultimately his self-defense against Mr. Martin. It turns out that Mr. Martin was beating the crap out of Mr. Zimmerman. It turns out that Mr. Martin may have hit Mr. Zimmerman first, knocked him down. And if you care about black people, then you know you do not approach a black person without identifying yourself, without some sort of, hey, I'm Neighborhood Crime Watch, I just want to find out why your neighborhood, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And none of that has come out. It seems like it's convenient that all the issues that are coming out have to do with defending Mr. Zimmerman, but none of it is explaining his actions other than how he got beat up and, you know, how the event started, which, again, points back to Mr. Zimmerman's initial actions. And then I guess you could say Martin's reactions. So it's crazy that we're on the next day talking about it, which, you know what I'd rather be talking about? I'd rather be talking about the fact that Spike Lee gave out his home address, Mr. Zimmerman's home address. I'd like to be talking about why it's okay for the Black Panthers to give out a $1 million bounty for the capture of Mr. Zimmerman, and the president is totally silent about that. That's the kind of stuff we should be talking about, not the freaking racial crap that the mainstream media wants us to talk about. From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.